San Carlos Palace. San Carlos Palace in Bogotá has a history and a series of details that will amaze you. This setting has been a protagonist of the Colombian history. The palace is more than 400 years old. This building dates back to 1580, when Francisco Porras Mejía, an ecclesiastical minister of the cathedral, ordered its construction as a residence for the aristocratic families. 25 years later, Porras Mejía's heirs sold the property to Fray Bartolomé Lobo Guerrero, Archbishop of Santa Fe and founder of the San Bartolomé Seminary School, who turned the place into the first seat of the school. It remained in power of the Jesuits until 1767, when King Charles III ordered their expulsion and expropriated their possessions. The name of the palace may come from King Charles III or from Charles Borromeo, the Saint of Milan. In 1774, the Royal Library was founded there with the books confiscated from the Jesuits. This setting would become the first public library in Latin America. After independence and due to the nation's deficit in 1822, General Santander authorized the sale of the San Carlos Palace. On November 27, 1827, a strong earthquake shook Bogota, affecting many structures, including the presidential palace of the time, located in what was later would become the Liébano Palace. The liberator Simón Bolívar saw San Carlos Palace as the ideal location to move the seat of government of the Great Colombia and authorized its purchase in February 22, 1828. A few months later, on September 25th, Simón Bolívar himself was about to be assassinated in this place, in the so-called September Conspiracy. He saved himself by jumping out the window of his room, where there is a plaque commemorating this event. Later, at the end of the 19th century, President Rafael Núñez moved the seat of the presidency, and San Carlos Palace became the residence and office of the vice president. In 1904, the interior of the palace was renovated for the purpose of installing the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, which was maintained there until 1954, when General Gustavo Rojas Pinilla returned the presidential office to San Carlos Palace. The presidents of Colombia served from there until 1979, and they were returned to the newly remodeled Nariño Palace. San Carlos Palace is a building full of details. It keeps the elegance of the colonial era, maintains large halls and corridors of that time, and even there remains the walnut tree planted by the liberator. In this area you will also find Columbus Theater, a jewel of architect Pietro Cantini, who also intervened in the palace, turning it in what it is today, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.